A Salmon Arm group of parents have been following the money in the local school district's financial documents. And what people haven't uncovered have parents asking a lot of questions. Noah Ralston found a series of transfers from the district's operating budget into its capital budget over the years. It adds up to more than $10 million, and the school district has used that capital budget to fund projects, including the district's new administrative office. Noah Ralston is both a parent and a teacher in Salmon Arm, and he joins me on the line. Good morning, Noah.
Good morning.
So why did you start looking into the school district's finances?
Well, it began when the board and the school district asked parents, you know, if you can see anything else that we can cut, if you can make any suggestions, we're open to it. So in February, I thought, okay, let's take a look at the amended budgets and start looking for ideas.
And what did you find?
And I found a strange line, well, strange to me. It's totally, I guess, normal in terms of accounting practice. It talked about transfers to capital. And so I sent off some emails and asked, are we transferring money from operating to capital? And the main reason that it seemed odd is for the last several years at the meetings, it was the consistent message was, we're doing these capital projects, we have lots of capital money, it comes from a different source, these are separate budgets, all these operating budget cuts that we're facing is because, you know, we have not enough money and we're having to make cuts in operating. So we had this real strong sense in our community that the two budgets were totally separate, and to see money being transferred over meant, well, if we have lots of money in capital, why don't we use our capital money for these things? Because you do have to capitalize certain items and purchases. I understood that. It just seemed very contradictory to the message that we had been hearing for several years.
And so what did you hear? What did they say?
Well, I just got very standard answers, sort of saying, yes, this is something that we can do, and if the district realizes a surplus, they can invest it in capital, which would make sense to me if there was now lots of money in the capital budget. We're seeing that over $10 million was transferred in the last 5 years, and in that time the board office and a works complex were built. And I know the board office, there was significant arguments for it, and it was sort of a thing that was in the plan. But there was also three schools that were facing major renovations, and in the last meeting in March, it came out that there wasn't enough money to do the Sycamus renovations and not enough money to do the Lenwood renovations. And so I said, well, if there was lots of money in the capital that was to do all these projects and we've transferred $10.5 million in, surely there must be this great big pot of capital. And then to find that the money's all been spent, just totally opposite to the messaging that we had been hearing, and upsetting for a lot of parents, very upsetting, who have had these cuts impact their children's education.
And so how clear was the board in explaining that, even from the beginning when those transfers were happening? You looked into the numbers and you said it wasn't that clear.
No, yeah. So I know of no public discussion, and this is kind of where my big thing that I was looking at is, when were the meetings, where was this decision consciously made? I mean, the 1 year there's $2.9 million transferred. That's just 2 years ago or whatever, just in recent history. I mean, I know of no conversation where we've said, okay, we've got this surplus from whatever reasons. What do we want to do with this money? Do we want to invest it in capital? Do we want to, you know, help maintain the operating budget and some programs for another year? So I don't know when those conversations happened. That's something that I've been trying to figure out. I think they will now start to happen, now that this has come out. But it seems very just kind of like it was happening. I don't know. It is in the public documents, but very hard to follow, at least for a non-accounting person. After I'd received a little bit of confirmation that the monies had been transferred, I started to figure out, okay, how much? And I had quite a range. I knew it was in the millions of dollars, but I didn't know what. And so started emailing out to other parents in other schools and trying to find some people with accounting backgrounds. And we finally got it narrowed down to $10 million and sent it to DPAC, the district parents. And then they contacted the school district and had confirmation. And then everyone was just shocked at that point.
So where does this leave you now? Are you happy with how the school district has responded?
Oh, no. I had really hoped that in my emails through February and through beginnings of March that they would have come out with sort of a, this is what we're doing, this is why we're doing it, there's this whole history behind it, people are just misunderstanding. I was kind of sad that it had to take, you know, basically the press getting involved before we saw a statement, and the statement is just so legalese that I get the situation they're in. They are, their cost pressures are increasing. The government's not keeping up with their costs, and the government's talking about capacity and 95% and throwing out all these other political things that aren't in connected to the reality. So I get the pressures they're under, but I really think they dropped the ball on A, handling these transfers, and B, doing the transfers in the first place. So my big question now is, how do we get more funding into the system? And B, how do we get, how do we go into the next budgets and involve conversation about these surplus funds that are being realized?
Noah, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Noah Ralston is a parent and teacher in Salmon Arm. Now, the North Okanagan Shoe Swap Superintendent Glenn Borthistle wasn't able to speak to us this morning for this story. However, he did respond to our questions in an interview yesterday.
The board publishes all financial statements every year, and those are posted on the website, which is frankly where this information came from. People looked at the publicly produced documents that are posted on the website, and so all this information is in the financial statements. I do realize that not every member of the public is an accountant, and that financial statements can be very tricky to read, but that's where this information came from. The main rationale for funds being transferred at the end of the year, if there are surplus funds, is because when you're in a declining budget situation, declining revenue and having to realize reductions, if you use surplus money to support operating budget in the next year, it just means that you create a sort of a double deficit. You have to take out that portion in the following year as well as what is needed to be reduced in that year. This has been a common practice in our district for a number of years, and also occurs in a number of other districts around the province. If those surpluses were put back into operations as the revenue goes down each year for the district, you would need to identify other funding sources to support those schools or programs. It's important to recognize that year-to-year budgeting process, that there is no money transferred from the annual budget from operating to local capital budgets. What is being talked about and the district is being questioned on is at the end of the year if there are operating surpluses. That's what's being talked about. I think the board will be wanting to look at this issue and how it might be dealing with those issues in the future, but I wouldn't make any comment at this time because they will determine how they would like these types of issues to be dealt with in the future.